What's up, everybody? And welcome back to the Taku Talk Podcast, episode 161. As always, like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Become a patron on Patreon, and don't forget to pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, welcome back.
Yes, welcome back indeed.
So, hopefully this episode records. I think Greg just... Well, I hope, but, you know, maybe Craig was just, he was a little late, you know, he was a little slow today, so.
A little.
We're hoping that nothing goes wrong and we're able to record a full episode of Taku Talk, because we know it's your favorite thing in the world, so we don't want to keep that from you, you know. We want to give you guys what you want, which is more of us.
I think, unless you guys don't want more of us.
Man, I don't know what they want and what they don't want at this point. All I know is we got a job to do.
Yeah, job that we need to pay for.
That is true. We don't get paid. But maybe in the next 6 years, just man, no. One day. So, how you been, man? Feels like it's been a while.
It hasn't.
I mean, we didn't record for two tacos. I guess that's why it probably feels like it's been a while.
Nike and NFL announced $5 million girls flag football grant.
Like what? Read that again.
Nike and the NFL announced $5 million girls flag football grant.
A grant for flag football.
Yeah.
Man. The girls actually getting to college because of flag football?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I guess that's cool. I mean, I don't really care. It doesn't really affect us. Been out of college for I don't even know how long. And no one would want you to play on their team.
Okay.
What?
I don't play flag football.
What do you play, double dutch?
First of all, man, you don't play double dutch. You compete in double dutch.
Oh. Okay.
Play. Yeah, okay. Actually, double dutch is actually very hard, so.
You remember that, the Disney Channel original movie? Corbin Blue about double dutch?
Yeah, Jump In.
Is that what it was? Jump In.
Yes, man.
I think I only saw it one time.
Ridiculous.
They need to bring those things back, though.
I'm pretty sure it's on Disney Plus, man.
Double Dutch? I'm talking about they just need to bring back the Disney Channel original movies.
No, they don't, because they'll just be terrible.
I mean, it's not like they were really great.
What?
To begin with.
They were
great for us. If you went back and watched it, though, you'd be like, yeah, this is not a good movie.
No, they were all fantastic.
Oh,
Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off? Telling me okay. That movie wasn't fantastic?
No. You're right about that. Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off was fantastic.
Come on, man. Brink?
Brink was fantastic.
What else do you got? You got the, was it Smart House?
Yeah, Smart House. Got 13th Year. 13th year, man.
Look at the Irish.
Look at the Irish, dude. Was it's a little freaky.
Wow, that's messed up, man. Just because he's a leprechaun doesn't mean it was freaky.
No, man, it's because they would shrink down to like 7 inches tall.
What would you expect from a leprechaun?
I don't know. Like, you saw leprechauns and other things, and it was just played by a short person. I don't know what you call them nowadays. A midget, a dwarf, you know what I mean? But Luck of the Irish was like, nah, you're pocket-sized.
Oh, okay.
I was like, man, you know how bad that would stink? Because then you could get, like, eaten by a cat. You could get run over or something.
Eaten by a cat?
Yes.
What cat you know is larger than 7 inches?
What cat do you know is smaller than 7 inches?
All of them.
Oh, okay. All cats are smaller than 7 inches?
Exactly.
You know, if a cat was smaller than 7 inches, that'd be a problem, man.
Would it?
Yes. Because they'd probably be getting stepped on. What was that other one? Oh, there's Halloween Town also.
You're telling me Halloween Town was terrible? Wow, man.
Then,
oh, we got the banger of the century with High School Musical.
Oh, yeah, High School Musical. That was a Disney Channel original movie. That thing took over, dude.
It sure did. Blew everyone up.
Yeah. Literally started their careers.
Yeah, Johnny Tsunami.
Which you said you never saw.
I haven't.
I don't know how you haven't seen Johnny Tsunami, my man.
Man, of course I've seen Johnny Tsunami.
Have you seen the second one?
No. I haven't seen the second of anything.
Oh. Oh, then. What was the second one? I can't remember what. It's like Johnny Tsunami something or other. I can't remember what he was doing in the second one. He was doing more sort of athletic stuff. What they needed was a Johnny Tsunami and Brink crossover.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Twitches.
Did you like Twitches?
I don't remember. Oh, the second one was called Twitches. Johnny Capahala. Back on board.
Johnny Capahala. Wonder why it wasn't Johnny Tsunami.
So I don't think his real name was Johnny Tsunami, man.
Yes, it was, man. Johnny Tsunami.
Okay. Yo, you had the Cheetah Girls.
Yeah, you'd be hitting all them tsunamis. You have Cheetah Girls?
Yeah, man. You never seen Cheetah Girls?
That
was before.
Not that I remember.
I'm pretty sure.
I thought Cheetah Girls was like a movie, not a Disney Channel original movie.
I'm pretty sure it was a Disney Channel original movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Cheetah Girls came out in 2003. Right after Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
Yo, Cheetah Girls just rip off of the Spice 3D. Girls.
Don't ever say that again.
You know it's true.
It's not true.
How is it not true?
Rip off of Cheetah Girls, man.
What? The Spice Girls came out first.
So you think.
Okay, man. Okay.
Is Xenon Z3?
All right, Xenon is the best. The best Xenon, and the second one, Xenon the Z-quel. How great is that? Xenon. Xenon the Z-quel.
High School Musical came out in 2006, man.
We were in in middle school.
Yeah, man.
I remember he came, it blew up, dude. Everybody was just walking around singing High School Musical in the halls.
Mm-hmm.
Singing about we're all in this together. I was like, yeah, we are.
You got a 7.7 rating.
What? Did it really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. A 7.7 rating.
Yeah, Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior.
I only saw that once and it was trash. I think that was like the last one that I've seen.
No, that's not possible because Jump In came out after that.
Did it really?
Yeah. And you had Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior came out in 2006, man.
What?
Pretty sure the last Disney Channel movie you probably seen was probably, I don't know if you've seen the second Camp Rock.
I've never seen the first Camp Rock.
You what?
I've never seen the first Camp Rock.
Okay, man. You know, I'm just going to go because obviously you're not who I thought you were.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never seen Camp Rock to begin with. That was the one with the Jonas Brothers or something?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I never watched it. Wasn't a fan of the Jonas Brothers.
It's not about the Jonas Brothers, man. It's about the music.
So you're telling me the movie starring the Jonas Brothers wasn't about the Jonas Brothers?
No, it was actually starring Demi Lovato.
What? It was a
debut movie.
Was it really?
Yes, man. Do you know absolutely nothing?
Yes. About Camp Rock. I've never seen Camp Rock.
Then yeah, the last Disney movie you probably seen was
Jump In?
Yeah. No. Crazy. The second Johnny Tsunami.
Or the second Johnny Two. I saw High School Musical 3.
You didn't see 2?
No, I saw 2. I saw 2 and 3.
Yeah, but did you see 3 in theaters? Because 3 came out in theaters.
No, I didn't see it in theaters.
Well, you didn't see it when it came out. Because it never debuted on Disney Channel. It debuted in theaters.
Oh, snap. I didn't know that. Learn something new every day, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, what do you want from me?
Yeah, I think the last Disney Channel movie I seen, like, on Disney Channel was Camp Rock.
I've never seen it.
No, that's a lie. I seen The Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie. That's the last movie I seen.
The Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie.
It came out in 2009.
What is that?
Well, no, I guess Camp Rock 2 would be the last one I seen. Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam.
The Final Jam?
Yeah.
Okay. Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam. That's funny.
I never seen Let It Shine. That's the movie with, what's his name? Tyler James Williams. Let It Shine. He's like a rapper or something.
I have no idea what that is. Never heard of it. Is that a Disney Channel original movie?
Mm-hmm.
When did they stop making them?
Pretty much in 2012, for the most part. I mean, they still make them. Apparently they had some that came out last year. But, like, in 2013, they only had one Disney Channel movie. 2014, they only had 3. 2015, they had 4.
Hmm.
2016, they had 2. 2017, they had 2. 18, they had 2, 2, and 2, all the way to 2020.
Brian, they got
3 planned for this year.
I didn't know they still made them. Well, I honestly thought they stopped when we were like,
"Yo, oh my gosh, this movie got a 1.2 rating."
That's
the Kim Possible movie, the live action Kim Possible movie they did.
There's a live action Kim Possible movie?
Yeah, I remember hearing about it.
What is going on, dude?
Got a 1.2 rating.
A 1.2 rating?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, man. That's real bad.
Yeah, they're just stupid now.
I don't know how you get a 1.2. That's like...
Oh, I do.
Are you even trying?
Upside Down Magic got a 1.3.
Wait, what?
You know what I did watch, though? That was, like, super cheesy, but it definitely had more of the old-school original Disney Channel movies. Was the movie that came on Disney Plus. Gosh, I forgot the name of it. It's like the Secret Society for Second Born Royals or something like that.
For Second Born Royals?
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
Sure, check it out. You'd love it.
Well, how am I supposed to know?
How are you supposed to know?
Yeah, you don't even remember the name. How am I supposed to know what it is?
I just told you tonight.
You just said it was about secondhand
I said,
warriors or something.
I said the Secret Society for Second Born Royals.
Oh, that's the name whole of the name. Oh. I thought you were just describing it.
Yo, you remember Life is Rough? Kyle no. Massey? Jesus.
Is that a movie?
It's like talking to Generation Z kid.
Is that a Disney Channel movie?
Yes, man.
I have no idea what it is.
You remember Go Figure?
Go Figure. Is that the ice skating one?
Yeah.
I don't remember if I've seen it.
You haven't. I know you haven't.
Let me see. Yeah, look it up. Maybe I'll be reminded. Go Figure.
Oh, I remember the Even Stevens movie.
Oh, in 2005. No, I have no idea what this is.
Luck of the Irish came up. Oh, you remember Motocross?
Yes. I do remember Motocross.
It was like Milan, but with dirt bikes.
I know. All because her brother broke his arm or something.
When did the first Xenon? Do they have a third Xenon?
Yeah, there's three.
I never seen the third one then.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now look who's talking. Xenon. The girl of the 21st century, Xenon, yeah, the sequel, also... Xenon Z3, baby.
Also got a 4.1 rating out of 10, so.
Not saying it's good, but it's Xenon. I love Xenon. I had such a crush on her when I was little.
Of course you did, weirdo. Like in androids.
She's not an android. She's a girl of the 21st century, man. That's all she is. What?
You hear what I said?
I have no idea what you said. That's why I said what? Can't believe you've never seen Xenon, dude. You're getting on me about stuff. You've never seen Xenon.
I did see Xenon. I haven't seen a third one. Which is okay, because it's the third one. No one sees a third movie of anything.
That's... What?
Remember Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire?
Yeah. Well, what do you mean you don't see the third movie of anything? So you have no idea how Lord of the Rings ended?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
In my mind, it ended in two.
Oh, okay. It really didn't, but all right.
Just like, yeah, man, no, I never watched the third movie of anything. Man. What about if they come out with a fourth one? Yeah, I watched the fourth. So you just skipped the third movie?
Yes. I'm not crazy. You sure?
What about when you get to the sixth movie? Of course I watched the sixth movie. That'd be insane.
but it's 3 times 2. Oh no. What have I been doing? What? You know how ridiculous that would be? If someone just never watched the third movie of anything.
Oh, I'm sure there's someone out there like that.
Yeah, there's plenty of people like that,
Trust
probably.
The night.
It's like, yeah, just...
Double Team?
Double Team?
Yeah. Like the sister, I think they're twins. Yeah. Twins, they play basketball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then, like, one gets hurt or something. The other one's better than the other one or something like that.
I just remember at the end, they end up at different colleges.
Yeah.
And, they end up playing against each other.
Yeah. That's like the last shot or something.
I remember Cadet Kelly.
Cadet Kelly. I thought Cadet. Oh, no, it was. It was with what's her face?
Hillary Duff.
Yeah. Cadet Kelly, dog. I remember that. Wasn't a huge fan of it, but whatever. What was that movie even for? She was just like in boot camp. She wasn't even like old enough to be in the military.
I'll be honest with you, I don't remember.
Yeah, me either. It's like, what are you doing? You're not even old enough to be in the military. You're like 15. How's this about boot camp? She's cadet for something. I don't even remember. I only remember the good ones, you know?
Yeah, me too.
I remember watching Smart House like a bunch of the time. Like whenever it was on, I would watch it and just being like, man, I can't wait for the future where houses are like this. You know what houses aren't like? Smart House. Bunch of liars, dog. Just a bunch of liars, dude. Here I am.
You look at all those old futuristic movies of what the future they thought the future was going to be like, and it's just like, right? Man, we ain't got none of that.
We don't have any of it, dude.
All we have is debt and crippling depression.
Yeah, what? Huh? Oh, just me? Oh, okay. It's just a stupid dog. I was so sure. I was so sure. I was like, man, I ain't never going to have to vacuum again. It's going to be... It's going to be just so awesome.
Vacuuming. Just sitting there vacuuming. Man, I can't wait till the future. I will right. never have to do this again.
I am never going to vacuum another rug. Silly me. No one's installed a giant vacuum underneath anywhere there's carpet in a house. But I'm the crazy one to... Yes, man. Why would you think they would be able to do that? Why not?
Because it would have turned out exactly like that movie. House thinking they're your mother.
I mean, they didn't have
in love with your dad.
I mean, is that so wrong? That's basically the plot of most anime.
Oh, okay.
Got a point there. I mean, I wouldn't mind it.
I'm sure
you want AI to fall in love with you, dude?
No, man.
It's not like she tried to kill them. She just wanted to imprison them a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, true. I don't even remember why she got upset. Like, they wanted to turn her off or something like that?
Yeah, because they're like, yo, you're being crazy, lady.
Yeah.
And she's like, call me crazy one more time.
I mean, she did let them throw that killer party that made them become all popular. Remember that?
Yeah.
She taught them how to dance. And that was when NSYNC was all huge and stuff. And they had the giant TV on the wall and they did the NSYNC dance.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, middle school gonna be dope. And then guess what? It wasn't. It's not at all. Be like, oh man, you not even a little dope? No, man, not even a little dope. It was the worst. Oh well. What are you gonna do? Can't go back now, you know? Those were the days. Unless what, man?
Unless you can go back.
If you could, you don't think I would have by now?
No.
Oh, okay. Gosh, man.
Oh, you know what we can talk about, though, which I am super hyped for. Got released yesterday. Switching topics from going down memory lane. Well, actually, this is actually right on topic of going down memory lane. Okay. The Mass Effect Legendary Edition coming out. Got a release date for May 14th.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Right.
Super, gonna... super hyped.
Yeah, are you using the new mic?
Maybe.
Did you forget?
Maybe I did.
And just never unbank it?
Maybe I did.
Man, y'all see what I'm working with? Just a bunch of nonsense.
What are you calling nonsense?
Calling you nonsense.
Okay. Y'all say that to my face.
How am I going to say that to your face?
Just hear a knock at your door.
Yo, what? Yo, how did you get here so quick? Yo, that's not me. But I'm the only one at home. Yo, man. I ain't telling you to jump out that window.
But.
But if I was you, I would jump out that window. Hey, you know how terrible that would be. And yeah, I saw that though, that Mass Effect's getting, I mean, what is it? It's just like getting relaunched for like PS5 or something?
It's like a remaster edition for PS4 as well. All of the games are going to be sold like basically.
Just a whole one giant pack.
Yeah. And it, you know, it's basically remastered. Goes up to 4K. Never played
No. Never played Mass Effect.
Wow. Now you guys really see what I'm dealing with. An uneducated buffoon.
Man, I was too busy.
No, busy what? What could have been more important to plan how have I not known this the entire time we've been friends?
Man, because I was busy with the ladies.
There's so many to the flower lady.
Wait a minute. Don't distract me.
Don't try to distract me with Hamilton. Almost had him.
Almost. I was so close. Oh, man.
Like, anytime someone gets mad.
Right.
Sing a song from Hamilton. I can't stay mad at you.
How am I going to stay mad at this? Look at him. How am I going to be upset? What? Didn't he just run over your dog? Oh, right. I totally forgot this about that.
The eye of the hurricane. But he has such a sad life. That's not his life!
It's literally made up. Are you sure? Are you 100% positive? Because if it's true, yes, man, it's made up.
Yeah, you know a song I kind of like just highly underrated? Oh, gosh, I just had the title in my head.
The eye of the hurricane, there is silence.
Man, look, that song actually made me highly upset because I was like, don't nobody care, man. You cheated on your wife. You know, after rewatching this like 15 times, come to the conclusion.
After the 23rd time I watched it. Wait, what?
You mean like in total? No, in 1 week. Excuse me?
In what? Yes, man. I was doing research. Okay, man.
Hamilton, man, despite him being smart, he was dumb.
Yeah.
Like, my dog, why are you going to publicly announce you had an affair? One, before talking to your wife about it. Two, well, I know why you did it, but two.
Well, if he went public before telling his wife, that would be terrible. He did. Did he actually?
Yeah, he didn't. Eliza found out through the Reynolds pamphlets.
Oh my gosh, dude.
That was like the nail in the coffin. Like, I honestly think if he would have told her beforehand.
Yeah. There's a difference between,
and
here's the thing, cheating on someone's always going to be wrong, but there's a difference between you checking Facebook and them being like, right. So I cheated.
Right. But that's like, if that was in modern times, that's like you logging onto Facebook and seeing a long post or multiple posts from your girl with screenshots of the message that the person they cheated on with. You know, of the messaging and stuff.
Terrible that would be.
And you just getting tagged in it. Like, people just getting tagged in it. Have you seen this? Yo, Xavier, I'm so sorry. Yo, you just like, you log on Facebook like, yo, let me check my feed. I'm ready to see some cool memes. And then, bam, right in your face is this crazy long post from your significant other talking about how they cheated. Slept with some other dude in your bed.
Yeah.
And screenshots of all the steamy hot messages they sent each other. You're just
100%,
like,
you would have to like kill them.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, I'm not one for murder, but in this situation, I feel like they'd have to die. Oh, okay.
No,
just so, man. You know what you're getting yourself into, ladies.
No, but like I mean, that's why Eliza had the reaction she did, burning those letters. She was like, "Oh, So I see." Because the thing is, you realize that Hamilton was just so obsessed with how people perceived him. So his thought process was that, like, I'm gonna try to get out ahead of this.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna.
She should have just never said anything.
But that's what I'm saying. Keep your mouth shut. And then
because
when
even
up,
if they, yeah, even if they come out with it, it's like, oh, you know, those guys hate me.
Exactly, though. You know, they'll spend any tell.
Yeah. Now, if they come out with the evidence, then you just fess up. Just,
But I was like, why would you, like, because the thing is like, I think he was so scared of what Burr was going to do. Because Burr was the only one that, like everyone was like, all right, like Jefferson and Madison, I guess, were like, all right, I'm not going to say anything, whatever.
Like, yeah, because if you're Jefferson, what are you going to say? Oh, you cheated? Excuse me? How many kids you got? With your slave mistress? Huh? Huh? All right, fine.
Burr was like, basically, he was like, hey, somebody asked me, I'm not going to lie. But then it's like, who would ask Burr? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. That'd be a real weird thing to ask. Yo, you know if Hamilton ever cheated on his wife? What? Excuse me? Why are you just coming up to me and asking me that? That's weird. I just need some dirt. I just gotta know. I gots to know. Oh, okay.
But that's crazy, I was like, that's messed up. So I was like,
yeah, I'd be super upset. 100% don't talk to me anymore, you know?
Right.
I'd be like, we're good. We are good, dog.
Can't believe she took him back.
I mean, he was still Hamilton. Still had those violet eyes or whatever. And their son died, so, you know.
Again, because of him.
How did he die because of him?
I'm not saying it's Hamilton's fault. But
he
if
just said because of him.
Look, if my son came to me, it was like, yo, dad, I'm about to duel this fool. How should I do it? I'm not going to tell him to point his gun in the air. I'm going to tell him to shoot that dude in the face.
Hey, son, this is what you do. On the count of seven, you're going to shoot him. But we got to wait till 10.
Yep.
I don't care.
You want to win or you want to die?
Yeah. You want to live or die, huh? You want honor or life? Oh, okay. No, but either way, that dude cheated. He shot like at 9 or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Cheater.
Yeah, but still. Should have just told your son, don't do it.
No, yeah, of course. He shouldn't have done it, but.
Like, not encourage him to do it with while telling him to, you know, get. Like, see, that's what I don't get. Because, like, pointing your gun to the sky means you yield, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, why not just tell him, don't do it? Why tell him to go through this entire process and then yield? Because either
for
way.
Honor,
still,
man.
But, no, but still, either way, you're still going to look like a punk in front of everybody if you yield. So, just be safe and be like, yeah, just stop, man. You ain't got to defend my name. Like, people going to talk like George Washington said, his name's been through a lot worse.
Yeah. So
listen to George Washington. Don't learn, man. Again, as smart as Hamilton was, he was sure enough dumb.
Let me tell you what I wish I knew. When I was young and dreamed of glory. Man, that song's so good.
Obedient Servant. That's the song.
That's the name of the song?
Mm-hmm. That song was definitely underrated for me.
I know, right? Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
That's not how the song is.
What do you mean?
Obedient Servant? That's not how that song goes.
How's it going?
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
Yeah.
That's the one like the last song. Yeah. I'm talking about Obedient Servant.
Which one is that?
That's the one where Bird basically challenged them to a duel.
Oh.
They were like writing each other letters. I forgot how it goes, but.
Right. That one's funny. 8 Dot Ham.
Yeah.
8 Dot Bird. Your obedient servant. 8 Dot Ham. 8 Dot Bird. They're still all polite. It's so funny.
Right.
Oh, man. If you guys still haven't seen Hamilton, I don't know what you're doing with your lives.
Definitely go watch it.
Yeah. It's coming here. This
yeah,
summer.
I know, man. I know. But it's not the original cast, so.
No. Like, but we'll never do the original cast again.
Man, never say never, okay?
Is that a Disney Channel original movie, too?
Oh, my gosh. No, but it could be. Hey, yo, Disney.
It sounds like one.
Hey, yo, Disney, hit us up.
We got some ideas for you.
But no, seriously, you should definitely look into getting the Legendary Edition of Mass Effect when it come out. I think you would thoroughly enjoy them.
We'll see.
No, man.
See if I got a PS5 by then or something.
Yeah, I want to get it for PS5, but I know I probably won't have one by then, so I'll
still just
get it for my PS4.
It's ridiculous, dude. Like, I understand. I understand why it's just like impossible to get one. I think still because as soon as there's restocks, you still have the same crappy people just hunting for them, buying a whole bunch, and then trying to resell them online, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I probably won't get one until like next year, honestly, at this rate.
Yeah, pretty much. Which, honestly, it's fine with me because,
yeah,
to be honest, I've been like debating this year with, I'd rather just invest my money into building a PC.
Right.
And because I want to get into streaming more and stuff. So I was like,
yeah, I found out
how to stream, like how to stream using Streamlabs, but stream from my PlayStation. So I don't necessarily have to play, switch to PC, but my laptop will most likely explode if I do that. So.
That's always nice.
Yeah, it's just like I was doing it for a little bit. Like I wasn't even streaming. I didn't even go live. I just had both programs open.
Right. And your laptop's just.
Yeah, pretty much. Just sounds like.
Yo, a jet. Calm down.
I was like, and it was like dying so fast. Like I had it on like 90-something%, and like I had those programs open for like maybe 30 minutes, and. It was already at like 50-something%.
Yeah, Macs are terrible for gaming.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'd rather just save the money and slowly start investing in doing like a 2-monitor PC setup or maybe even a 3-monitor PC setup.
Oh, okay. So you're going all out instead of just starting like a normal person.
How about I start like a normal person?
To save yourself money?
No. I mean, I'm not talking all 3 monitors at one time.
Oh, okay.
No.
Just making sure.
You crazy?
No, but I know you are. So you might just snap me. I got 4 monitors. Why, man?
Just like, so turns out I didn't get 3 monitors. Oh, okay, cool. I mean, that's a better way to start out. You know, just start out with one. One? Ha! Man, I got 5 monitors.
What? Yeah, man, I'm covering my entire field of vision. How is that your entire field of vision? That sounds a lot bigger. Well, I mean, there is one behind me. There's one behind you, just in case, man. Just in case someone tries to sneak up behind me. Got to be able to turn around and see him. Okay. What games are you playing? Man, if I had space for a PC, I'd probably get one.
Yeah, that's why I think I'm going to save up for it and wait until like I get close to finishing school and then I'll see. Because it'll also help with not just streaming and stuff, but editing.
Surfing the web.
Okay, man.
I mean, you know how fast that thing will be? Just for Google searches?
I'm gonna start looking into the. I'm debating though whether or not I should save up and get everything at once, or just buy it piece by piece, slowly build it.
There are websites that sell all the stuff. Like you can go through, you know, everything that you need, so you're not.
Yeah, like... yeah. Like I back in the day when I was looking at building one, I went on Newegg, and that's where I was like looking at parts and stuff. But I got a few people who, you know, build their own PCs that definitely helped me. And, I just know it's hard for me to save up everything in a one lump sum. Cause I'm always like, nah, I'll save it up next time.
Yeah. I mean,
so I'm like, should I just slowly build, you know, like buy cheap. Like the base stuff and then slowly build it and everything, buy the piece, build it.
No, you gotta make up your mind, dog.
Yeah, we'll see. That's my end of the year goal. So hopefully I have a PC.
No. It's either PC or Japan.
That's true. I mean,
that's the other thing.
It's very true.
Oh, well. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Well, that's our time for today, y'all. So like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, become a patron on Patreon, and don't forget to pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, we'll see y'all in the next one.
Until next time, guys.